You and a homie's gone together, like savory sweet and ice and snow. You make summertime last until December. Walking down roads we favor paper, like trickling rain, the bells they ring. Under umbrellas I just can't remember the words to sing. Where's my mind? Where's my mind? My mind is woo because of you.
It's Leaning Toward Wisdom podcast, episode 4054. Selling pencils in a ballpoint world.
Turn my mind away from you. Oh. If ever there was a sun that shined in me, if ever there was a dream come true, if ever the truth existed, it was you. Made my mind woo. It's a crazy kind of clarity when my mind is on you. Now I see through. Sanity, my mind is on you. And if this makes no sense to you at all, take a chance with me trying to stumble. Footsteps, selling pencils in a ballpoint world. Let's get back to the cradle where we all started. There's boys and girls, find a mind, find a mind. Where's my mind?
He is Martin Sexton. The record came out just last month, in February. The name of the record is Mixtape of the Open Road. And the song is entitled You, My Mind Is Woo. It's a great line, selling pencils in a ballpoint world. Hey, welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at the podcast, Leaning Toward Wisdom. You can find the show notes for today's episode at leaningtowardwisdom.com. Just plug in the number 4054 in the search this website box up at the top of the website, and it'll take you straight there. We've got some copy and some links, and there's even a video. There's a video of Martin. He is interviewed by premierguitar.com, and you will see him in action live. You and I always go together. You make summertime last until December. It seems to me much of this record focuses around being happy at home. Happy at home. That certainly seems to be the theme of this song that you just heard, which is, by the way, the number one track on this record. It's a crazy kind of clarity when my mind is on you. Back in episode 4053, just the prior episode, I talked about love. Go back and give that one a listen if you care to. Following in our father's footsteps, selling pencils in a ballpoint world. Maybe you're thinking that that means kind of being behind the times, but yeah, I prefer to think of it as finding distinction. Finding distinction, finding your uniqueness and being true to that. Yeah, everybody is unique in the sense that we're all different. But not everybody is unique in the sense of finding distinction. I don't think everybody is unique in that people are so distinct in bringing value. We want to talk about how we all have the ability to do that, and I'm rather certain that that's true. I'm just not certain that we all do it. Standing out from the crowd, being something different, providing value. It's being a pencil in a ballpoint world. Martin Sexton, he is distinct. No question about it. The man is distinct. And I have been a fan of Martin Sexton for a long, long time. Jeff Giles wrote a review of this record, this latest record, Mixtape of the Open Road. He wrote it for Diffuser.fm. And here's how he begins the review. At one point during Mixtape of the Open Road, Martin Sexton sings about selling pencils in a ballpoint world. And from a certain point of view, you could hear that line as a tongue-in-cheek reference to his own recording career. 8 albums into a critically acclaimed and largely independent run that stretches back to 1992's In the Journey, Sexton's music has never come anywhere near the level of world playlist domination that it deserves. And at this point, it seems safe to say it never will. I sure hope he's wrong about that, but he may be right. Mr. Giles aptly ends the review with this paragraph. A pencil in a ballpoint world? That's a pretty fair assessment, really. This is a record that sounds carved out of life instead of screwed together on an assembly line, worn to perfection and pockmarked with one-of-a-kind divots, built to last with a minimum of moving parts. You might get cleaner lines out of the ones that make mechanical clicks, but they're a lot harder to sink your teeth into. Yeah, I like that. I like that line. A lot harder. It is a lot harder to sink your teeth into a mechanical pencil. Remember the old number 2 pencils at school? You old enough to remember that? Do they still do that? Do they still use number 2 pencils at school? Maybe they do. Boy, you could sink your teeth into them. I've chewed on plenty of pencils. Listen, today's episode is a departure of sorts. It's an experiment, maybe. I'm a longtime fan of Martin Sexton, and this record was released, like I said, just last month in February. I hope you'll buy it because it is great music by a man with a unique voice and a unique talent. And because I do agree with Jeff Giles, Martin's music deserves a greater degree of playlist domination. And so today I'm going to be playing snippets track by track from this album for today's show, because I think there are some, well, listen, we're about leaning toward wisdom. And so much for me, so many thoughts are provoked by music, by books, by blog posts, by, well, you know what it is. It's by words, by lyrics. Listen, tunes and harmonies, they're important, little doubt. And I love them. But boy, it's the lyrics that really provoke things for me. And this record is literally a mixtape, which means that there are a variety of flavors on this record. Do you not know what a mixtape is? Maybe you don't, if you're not old enough. We used to make cassettes. Back before cassettes, there were 8-tracks. Okay, well, forget 8-tracks, because nobody recorded their own 8-tracks. Well, you know, if you had a high-end system, you could, but you didn't have 8-track recorders. But boy, when cassettes came out, now you could record your own tracks. And you could cobble together on a cassette. You could put, if you wanted rock and roll on one side and you wanted R&B on the other side, then you just made your own mixtape. You basically put the songs that you wanted on the cassette, and it became your own kind of a mixtape. And these were especially great during long trips. You didn't have to keep changing out music. You could just kind of go with the flow and go from one track to another. And some people, you know, really want to listen to all R&B, all soul, all rock and roll. But you get on a road trip and you kind of want to, well, you want a mixtape. You want a mixture of things. And that's what this record is. I think it can help serve to help us in our efforts as we together are leaning toward wisdom. And if this is not your cup of tea, I understand. You can click stop at any point. Well, you obviously can do that anyway. You don't need my permission. And maybe come back next week, and hopefully I'll have something that will be more useful for you. I want to start with Martin's story. But first, there is another track. This is the second track. As I said, all of these are tracks from Mixtape of the Open Road, and I'm doing these in order. That first track that you heard was indeed track number one, called You. This track is entitled Do It Daily. And again, I'm encouraging you to buy this record. Buy it from your favorite music seller. I don't care if it's Amazon, Google Play. I don't care if it's CD Baby. But you really should buy this record.
Like shaving your face, taking out the trash, and knowing your place, spending all your cash on your baby, and do it daily. Like walking the dog, cleaning up the mess, before you go off to work and make a good guess. Have what your woman wants, and do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it every day, in the very best way. If you're gonna do it at all, do it twice, take little advice, and do it every day.
Every day.
Like that little mistake that you always make, look it straight in the eyes and apologize, and never do it again, and do it daily. And when you do it again, say you're sorry, and then try to do it right, screw it up every night, and apologize again, and do it daily. If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily.
Do it
every day, in the very best way. If you do it at all, do it once, do it twice, take little advice, and do it every day. Mothers and sages and good friends and wise men say, oh,
Martin Sexton, he took his own advice when he left home at the age of 22. By then, he had been playing the guitar for about 8 years. He was the 10th child of a family that sounds straight from that movie, Cheaper by the Dozen. Yeah, there were 12 kids. And when he left home, he headed to Harvard Square in Cambridge, Mass., so he could busk as a street player. And it must have seemed a long way from Syracuse, New York, which is where home was, but I'm sure he was doing what he wanted to do, and he was doing it daily.
If you're gonna do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it every day, in the very best way.
Very best way.
Do it at all, you gotta do it daily. Do it once, do it twice, take a little advice, and do it every day. Mothers and sages and good friends and wise men say, good things will happen if you do. Mothers and sages and wise men say, good things will happen if you do, 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 every day.
Every day.
Do it daily, and there's our first lesson, daily habits. Daily habits define us, but you know that already. Yeah, you may not live your life like that. Many of us don't. Daily habits, they make us who and what we are. And for Martin, that meant not following the current musical trends. He is a child of the 80s, but he was more interested in, at least initially, according to him, he was more interested in classic rock and roll. And then he got interested in Americana kind of music, which is really what this track is reminiscent of. According to Wikipedia, he produced a collection of demo songs back in 1992, and he just did it on some cheap 8-track machine that was in the attic of a friend. But, you know, persistence, playing every day, and it paid off. He sold 20,000 copies of that record out of his guitar case while he's playing on the streets of Boston, Mass. A year earlier, he released a record titled In the Journey. And he only released it on cassette initially. Sold 15,000. And the only way that he did it was word of mouth and live concerts. And just like he sings, good things happen if you do it every day. Well, if what you're doing every day is going to work. I think a lot of us do things every day, but then we're doing things that don't work. Yeah, okay, good things don't happen necessarily. What do you want to become? What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? Well, there's our great lesson right off the bat here. Start doing it. Do it every day. Keep at it. When I first listened to this track, for some reason, I thought back to an interview that I saw with Larry Bird, you know, the famous basketball star. And he said that he would stay out in the backyard on this dirt court in this makeshift basketball hoop, and he would just shoot for hours and hours and hours. And he chalked it up to the fact that he had an obsession, you know, a little bit of OCD stuff going on. And he just wanted to get it right. He just wanted to get every shot right. And it was just over and over and over and over. And whatever the reason, he did it every day. Well, now by the time he got an opportunity to play basketball, oh man, he was ready. He was ready. He's still known today as one of the NBA's all-time great shooters. Now, I don't know about you. Shoot, I don't even know about me. You might not end up in the NBA. You might not end up on a stage somewhere. You might not end up on a big screen. You might not end up in some position of fame or even fortune. But wherever you end up and whatever you end up doing is surely going to be the result of the things that you devoted yourself to every single day. You're devoting yourself to something. We all do. Okay, yeah, some of us, we devote ourselves to procrastination. Some of us devote ourselves to slothfulness. Okay, well, don't do that. Don't do that. Track number three is entitled Pine Away.
List of things to do, but I'm gonna blow them off for you tonight. 'Cause I wanna look in your dreamy eyes, and I wanna study your dreamy thighs all night. Cause me, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, don't make me pine away, pine away. Things to do, but I'm gonna blow my fist out through a wall. If you don't look over my way or give me any of your time of day at all, it caused me, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, oh, such pain, oh, yeah, hurt.
The pain of a man who loves a woman. Love can drive us crazy sometimes. I don't know. Maybe the message is to avoid neglecting love while you're chasing who you most want to be. You know, all that daily stuff we just talked about. Because stuff and ambition, they don't much matter if you don't have somebody to love. And somebody to love you. Yeah, don't be the person who accomplishes good things. Maybe great things, but you pine away because you don't love. You don't have somebody to love. Invest in the people you love. And I would say, let them invest in you too.
Oh, this pain. Oh, my hurting child. Oh, this pain. Oh, your hurt don't make me pine away. Yeah.
It would seem that the priority of people, it's present in this song. Yeah, because, you know, if she wasn't important, he wouldn't be pining away, right? Exactly. You're already seeing a theme, but I told you you would. You know, it's kind of happiness at home kind of a thing. And people matter. And, yeah, we'll get to that. The next track is track number 4. It's called Set in Stone.
Take 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You see my cockies on the table, my traveling boots out on the floor, that shoe peeking around the corner, looking at my bags back by the door. And while I have to say goodbye, when I come home and you're surprised, yeah, we're gonna drive your mother crazy. Yeah, now the grass will grow and the wheels make change direction, but child, I need you to know that the love I have is always set in stone. Set in stone. And when I'm gone, if you hear mama cry and you hear angry shouting on the phone, just remember, child, that we are trying keep our house a happy home. And though we may fuss and fight, Mom and I are gonna be alright. Yeah, we'll be making up till Sunday morning. Yeah, now the storms will blow and the clouds make way for sunshine. Child, we need you to know that this love we share is always set in stone.
That's clearly the song of a father to a child. The grass will grow and the wheels may change direction, but I need you to know the love I have is always set in stone. In spite of his traveling as a minstrel, it seems that Martin values home. His love is always set in stone for his family. No matter what, fussing and fighting, they don't damage it. Distance, that doesn't damage it. Some absenteeism here and there. Nah, that doesn't either. Because there's a commitment. And the commitment is set in stone. And there's more proof that Martin is a pencil salesman in a ball pen world. I mean, is your family, your marriage, is it that distinct? He sings, we are trying to keep our house a happy home. It's a noble word. I think most of it should give it stronger effort. Make sure that the love we share is set in stone.
Set in stone. Oh, 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 oh.
I fear too many of us, we have love that's set in Play-Doh or sand. You know, it demands commitment, demands dedication in the face of adversity. Love indeed does give us a better sense of direction. The next song is, it's different. It's different. You'll see that. This song is track number 5, and it's entitled Remember That Ride.
Step them in tight, prepare to flip. On the ride, ride, remember that ride. Big ones laughing, the little ones crying. We nearly lost our dinner and we almost died. But if I live to be 100, I remember that ride, ride.
Remember That Ride. It's about a fictitious carnival ride that a collaborator of Sexton, a guy named Ned Claflin, first thought up. And if you listen to the song, maybe you remember a carnival ride of your youth, maybe a ride of your adulthood. I mean, when I first listened to it, I was mostly remembering cars and trucks, those kinds of rides. And you could tell it was about a carnival ride, but that's not where my mind went. This is the great thing about songs. Our imaginations, as the listeners, can kind of take us where we want to. And that's the beauty of it. I was thinking about cars and trucks, and those are the rides that I remember the most. And I've driven a few where life was as he described. You know, you're upside down. Or almost. And when I first heard the song, I was thinking of all the close calls that I had as a kid and some that I had as an adult. Because he sings, "If I live to be 100, I'll remember that ride." I remember coming around a blind corner, probably driving too fast in my 54 GMC pickup truck. I've talked about it before. It's the one that's painted green and orange. You can find it if you go to the episode where I talked about Inside the Yellow Studio, and I kind of gave you a tour of the Yellow Studio. Just go to leaningtowardwisdom.com and find it. There's a photograph of it. I come around this blind corner, and I'm going probably too fast, and it was traffic was stopped. Yeah, I ended up in a ditch. The wheels were on the ground, so everything was good. The song provokes two thoughts for me. One, especially experiences that are centered on riding, and whether it's in a car, truck, or, for that matter, a ride in a carnival, like the song says. And around here, we've got Six Flags Over Texas, and you know, one of the kids' favorite rides is the log ride. Ride, remember that ride. Big ones laughing and little ones cry. We nearly lost our dinner and we almost died. Hadn't we all been there and done that? Well, maybe not with a fictitious ride, obviously, but we've done it with real carnival rides. Adults laughing, kids are terrified. It's funny. Martin is a guy who has, he's paid his dues. He has definitely paid his dues, being on the road. Track number 6 is called Give It Up, and you'll get some sense of this.
Suck at the night. It ain't no green grass grown there.
myself. It's chemicals, cash, and crime, legalized in the shape of a little white pill. Truth is in my soul, buried so deep. With my love and rock and roll, they've all taken a backseat. I'm gonna give it up, give it up.
So many people on the road, and there's a reason that drugs are a big thing in rock and roll. It may be systemic of the culture for sure, but people living on the road and getting into prescription drugs or marijuana or cocaine and these things. I'm reminded of Eric Clapton when he released 461 Ocean Boulevard. Eric Clapton was a junkie. He was a heroin addict. And kicked it, went to rehab, and then he ended up getting a place. Well, the address was 461 Ocean Boulevard, where he got his act together and decided time to give it up, get his life together. That was a long time ago, and thankfully he did that. And a number of people have done it. And a number of people weren't able to give it up, and it cost them everything. So that is track number 6, entitled Give It Up.
I give it up for my daughter and for my son. I know mama and I ain't the only one to give it up. Yeah, I know I'm this me, baby. I know it's me, child. Hold my hand, hold my hand, hold my hand.
Track number seven, yeah, it's got some, well, they've all got great lyrics, but track number 7 is entitled Shut Up and Sing.
Good fight, swimming so hard upstream. Seems full responsibility, she got the best of me, yeah. Working, 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 working like a $6 million man. Hard to find any time for my garage band. Questioning the ping and the pong and the yin and the yang in my song. Back to the Kerouac, find where I went so wrong. I'll just shut up and sing. Shut up and sing about anything that I want to sing. Where did the boy in my heart go the day I became a man? Best to remind us, caution was everything. But the ghost of Elvis tells us that it's not a sin to be a fool and rush right in, and you rush right in. Trade the straight and narrow line for some fishing line and radio. We'll sit and sing about nothing at all and watch that water flow. And then shut up and sing. Shut up and sing.
Pushing the ping and the pong of the song. I envy people that can do that. Push the ping and the pong of the song and just shut up and sing. And I can sing, but yeah. No, not like Martin. Shut up and sing. And, man, he does it well. He does it really, really well. Now, I don't know that he just sings about nothing, like he says, but you can tell that he loves it. I mean, well, come on. Why else would somebody embark at the age of 22 and hit the streets? But it's interesting to me the number of performers who did that. Jimmy Buffett, he hit the streets of New Orleans and did his share of busking back in the day. Yeah, it's an interesting, just an interesting thing. I get on YouTube every now and then. I watch people that, of course, today you can attract a pretty good audience by performing on the street and you shoot video of yourself. But these guys were doing it in pre-internet days. Just word of mouth. And having your guitar case open, hoping you made a few bucks. Shut up and sing. The world's gonna hear what you gotta sing, yeah. So the world's gonna hear what you gotta sing, yeah. The world's got to hear what you've got to sing. Now, I think, and unless you listen to the whole track through, because that comes at the end, I think you could miss that point. And I think it's a big, big point. I don't care what you're selling. I don't care what you're marketing. I know people that are selling a, you know, a physical product. I know people that are selling a service. I know other people, preachers, evangelists, and they're selling a message. They're selling the truth. And you've got to so believe in it. And you got to think, people need to hear this. People need to hear this. I find myself sometimes in my own self-talk and sometimes in counseling and coaching other people, especially people that really are not given to self-promotion. And I certainly am not given to self-promotion. However, if you do have something to say, if you do have something to provide value, you owe it to people to hear it. And well, that comes through. Martin Sexton has got a message. He's got some songs and he wants to shut up and sing because he believes in the value. He believes in the message of the song. Track number 8 is entitled, I Believe in You.
Nashville Greyhound Station, in Locker 23, there's an old vinyl bowling bag that once belonged to me. In it there are memories, but I've misplaced the key. All the keepsakes held within it, I may never get to see it. Now I don't believe in much, maybe half of them wanna see some of what I touch, like a stinger on a bee. Now I don't need a book of rules, tell me what to do. No, I don't believe in much, no. But I believe in you, yeah. I believe in you.
Few things are more important to a man than to have a woman who believes in him. And it is important for a man, I think, to believe in a woman too. I know you're seeing a recurring theme here between the last episode that I recorded, 4053, about love. It wasn't entirely planned. I told you in that last episode that no subject has more songs written about it than love. And anecdotally, Martin's latest record, this record that you're listening to, it proves that. Memories of love are part of everybody's life. And some of us have memories with the person that we're still in love with. Martin sings that he remembers a mixtape. In fact, it's a lyric in this very tune. He remembers a mixtape with the Grateful Dead on one side and ticket stubs to the Grateful Dead concert before Jerry Garcia died in the summer of 1995. I don't know about you, but every memory I have of young love includes music. I mean, don't you think of songs when you think of young love or lost love? It must be a universal fact. and it's as ancient as the Bible. Boys need to show off. They need attention. They crave respect. And women, they crave love. And that's why God commanded husbands to love their wives in Ephesians chapter 5. And for wives to respect and honor their husbands. God created us. He knows what we need. We need somebody to believe in, and we need somebody to believe in us.
And get back in touch with you. You know I don't believe in much. A half of what I see, or staying out of touch with someone who was so close to me. Oh, nothing that ain't right. Oh, nothing that ain't true. You know I don't believe in much, no. But after all these years, I still believe.
He sings, funny how it takes music to find out what we had. And again, it's the power of music. Track number 9 is entitled, Doing Something Right. Well, we all need to be doing that.
You're not doing something right. You're not doing anything right. Oh, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe Scorsese. I ain't always wrong. Can you dig where I'm coming from? Or you just gonna call me bum? Well, don't think twice, cause I'm right as white on rice where I come from. Hey, check me out, bringing home the bacon. Oh, sweet love, I ain't faking. Flip the meat on the grill. Don't be such a pill. I'm doing right, yeah. Come on, baby, let's dance. Set the mood right to romance. I lead with the hustle. You fussle and bustle. Give the man a chance. I cook you a slow supper. Lord, you call it a snack. Come on, baby, it's time for dessert. You say, hit the road, Jack. Well, the cruiser's parked facing downhill. Release the brakes, what a thrill. It won't take much.
You can tell the man has got some years on the street, the busking thing. He does a lot of mouth stuff, and whistling. I mean, listen.
Oh, let's cruise the countryside. Through the woods, enjoy the ride.
You know, you're on the street and you don't have a band. It's just you. So no bass player, no drummer. And so he learned to just make sounds to emulate those things. It's track number 9. Doing Something Right. I think Martin is doing something right. I've thought he's been doing something right since I first heard. Well, I first heard the first record. I don't remember what year it was, but it was a number of years ago. I don't claim that it was 1992 when the record came out. It was probably sometime later, but it's been a good long time. I've been a fan for a long, long time. And I'm glad to see that he's getting some recognition now. Proof that he's doing something right.
It ain't right. I call me when I'm doing right. I'm doing the best I can. Oh, kiss me, miss me. Please don't diss me. Tell me I'm your man. Yeah.
Track number 10. We kind of go back to the subject of love. Told you, man, just a major, major theme in so many records. Track number 10 is entitled Dandelion Days.
Come on, let's roll on along. Come on, before the dandy days are gone. Come on, come on, let's dance on the lawn. Let the dandelion days roll on and on. When the world is young and green, don't let any
can't come between us and our love, us and our love, us and our springtime love. It's so green, come on,
come on.
Let's roll on along, come on, before the dandy days are gone. Come on,
come on,
let the worries be gone. Let the dandelion days roll on and on. We'll make the treehouse a dig in the dirt to plant a garden or build us a yurt. I don't care. Let it flow. Just make a wish and flow.
Yeah, it's a fun song. Springtime Love, the Dandelion Days. The song makes me smile because I remember digging in the dirt. I remember making tree houses. I remember building forts. I remember rolling on the ground. I remember blowing dandelions a lot, too. Catching lizards, sitting under pine trees on a bed of pine needles. I still have a strong urge, by the way, to walk through. Anytime I pass a stand of pine trees, and I don't care if I see them, if I'm driving on the interstate through the South, I want to stop every single time and just walk through them and just smell the pine needles and lay down. You might feel like the dandelion days are over, but, you know, as long as we got memories, I don't think they ever leave us. I do think that we need to act on them more. I probably need to. The next time I see some pine trees, I'm going to pull over and I'm going to walk through them.
Grandma says the honey can cure any cough. Mama had a baby and her head popped off. So come on, right here on the lawn. Have a ginseng tilly and our worries are gone. Come on,
come on.
Right
yeah.
here on the lawn. Come on,
come on.
Let the woes be gone. Come on,
come on.
Let the dandelion days roll on.
Track number 10, Dandelion Days. Track number 11 is entitled Virginia.
I shut my front door for the last time today. Fixing to fix that old rambling itch again. Taking the geographical cure, your wise words hit me in the head. Remember wherever you go, there you are. So I roll out of control to Virginia. Where would I be without you? Oh, nowhere at all. Oh, Virginia, where would I be? Blind in a minefield, looking for love, laughing at the old good Lord above, sitting in the barroom waiting for my life to change.
Again, it's a place where our imaginations can take a song where we want. Virginia, is Virginia a woman? Is Virginia the state? It could be both. The truth is, our life is largely defined by places and people. And maybe it's where we come from. And maybe it's where we're headed. Maybe it's our family heritage. It all impacts us. Me? Well, I was born in Ada, Oklahoma, most famously now known as the birthplace of Blake Shelton. We moved away after I started third grade in Mrs. Goddard's class. And I was upset. I was upset about leaving Mrs. Goddard's class because she was in the midst of reading The Boxcar Children. And I thought she was a terrific reader. Just weeks into the school year, as I recall, we moved. And I never got to hear the end of the story. In fact, to this day, I have not read The Boxcar Children. There's just something that has, my entire life, has made me want to keep the story suspended in time at Hayes Elementary School in Ada, Oklahoma, on the top floor classroom with Mrs. Goddard. And we were sitting in those old desks, you know, where you kind of sat inside the desk kind of wrapped around the front of you. Places, people. Yeah, those are the things that matter to us. Those are the things that shape us. We all know.
And served lemonade. Served us all lemonade.
I used to think of moving to places mainly because of my career ambitions, but, you know, I could just never venture very far from this part of the country because, initially I would tell you that I don't know exactly, but I think it's partly familiarity. It's partly roots, I guess. It's partly people, and it's my sense of who I was and who I am. But if you talk with people from other regions of America or other regions of the world, you hear the same thing. I mean, people from the Deep South here in America, they're tethered to their region every bit as much as you hear New Englanders are to theirs because, well, home is home. Track number 12 is the final track to this record, and it's entitled Supper Time.
Honey, I'm home, baby, I'm home. And now that I'm home, home on my jerk chicken on the grill, yeah. Let's try. And before I get to sleep tonight, I want a little Bo Peep tonight, uh-huh. Come on. Cause your rambling man has rambled his way back to your windowsill. Rambling man is gonna give my fill. And if I seem crazy lately, it's probably cause I'm late for supper time.
Is supper time an old concept? I feel like it is. You don't hear it. You don't even hear that phrase anymore. Now, you make sure you're home by supper time. And Martin Sexton is enough from my generation. I'm older than he is, a little bit. But we're at least, we're kind of cut from the same cloth generationally. And I definitely remember supper time. You make sure you're home by supper time. I have not lived, well, I did for a short period of time. I lived my life on the road as a kind of as a sales executive. Boy, brutal, I can tell you. Leaving the house on a Monday morning, coming back on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon when the kids were little, not fun, not fun at all. So there is something, too, about being home at supper time. I can sort of relate, I guess, to Martin Sexton's experience, although he does it for prolonged periods of time as a traveling minstrel. Yeah, being home, again, it's, you know, a lot of focus about being home. I told you, the man is different. He's distinctive. Maybe it's time to hide the pens. Maybe it's time to break out the pencils like he does. Because you just realize that, I mean, everybody else is using a pen.
Sweet home Alabama all the way. Never let a little lack of sunshine get in the way of good time. Take a little bit of rain to grow the grain for the moonshine and the sweet smell. And if I seem crazy lately, it's probably because I'm late for the dinner bell.
And there it is, episode 4054, Selling Pencils in a Ballpoint World. I hope you've enjoyed it. I know it was a little different, and we'll kind of get back on track with normal programming next week. I am trying to, I'm not trying to find my way. I've clearly figured out what I want to do here. I hope you're finding value in it. I do want to, I don't want to trick it up, but I do want to push the envelope on some things. I do want to try some things. And so today's departure was, it was intentional. It was definitely planned. No, I can't do this every time, but this record and this artist were just significant for me. And there are many others, so it wouldn't be hard for me to do this every now and again, and I very well may resurrect this at a future point, but not next week, so no worries there. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you subscribing and sharing the content. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website, again, is leaningtowardwisdom.com. This has been episode 4054, and I appreciate you for listening. Thanks. See you next week. All right, I'm going to take you out with another Martin Sexton song. This is from a 2010 record that he did entitled Sugar Coating. And the song is, it just seems an appropriate ending to today's show. The song is entitled Living the Life. It's just what we need to do. We need to go all in. We need to make our lives just as profitable as we can, as valuable as we can. And you and I both know what that means. I think. Living the Life. Martin Sexton. Enjoy.
Walking down the street one day and forget to look the other way. Suddenly everything you ever had comes within 2 inches of a taxi cab. There comes a time you gotta ask yourself, where am I going? What have I done? Are you living the life that you always dreamed of? Giving your time to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you living the life? Are you making the most of the chance you're given? Or just barely getting by, giving it your best try? Are you living the life? Corporate lawyer in a pinstripe suit. He's got a corner office making all kinds of loot. He just decided he's had enough one day. He pulls off his tie and he walks away. Everybody's got their little voice in the dreams we had as girls and boys. Are you living the life that you always dreamed of? Giving the times to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you living the life? Are you taking the orders you've been given, or breaking the rules with your own decisions? Is any time you try? Are you living the life? Ooh, made all these rules anyway. Ooh, they playing us for fools. Some of us break free. When you grow up, what will you be? Yeah. Times are the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile. Are you taking the orders you've been given, or breaking the rules with your own decisions? Why isn't it time we try? Are we living the life?